as we were going to the break, a gentleman from Surprise had called. Now, he had Blue Tahoe installed. What is Blue Tahoe?
Tahoe Blue is a specific color for a specific brand, which happens to be PebbleTec.
Okay.
And what it is, the way they decide the colors of pebble are the color of the pebbles themselves, which are mined out of riverbeds in Arkansas, actually, and the color of the cement, the dyes they put in the cement. So Tahoe Blue happens to be a very popular color. As a matter of fact, that's what I have in my pool.
And he filled it up with water, and his Tahoe Blue turned sounded like maybe swamp green.
Yes, it probably had a really nice green tint to it. Most pools in the valley, their plaster, people think the plaster is blue. It's not. It's white. So it's the light refraction through the water that gives you the actual color. And I suspect what he had on the first fill was there was some minerals, probably some metal, in the water. Once you get it filled up and it filters through or cycles through your filter a few days, it will normally clear itself up. There are also some metal removers and some clarifiers that you could use that would help to speed that up. But I suspect that just because it was a couple of years between it, he had better water coming in this time.
So it wasn't an install defect. It wasn't improper work. It was just what was in the water.
Exactly.
Okay. Are there any other colors that's popular with? Or
yes. Again, like I say, it's light refraction, and so you've got a lot of different colors. They have a Sedona red. They have a plum. All kinds of different colors, and the light refraction through it does change the colors.
Have they come out with like a desert sand color yet, so you can't see the dirt in the bottom or anything?
There are a couple of them that are quite nice, but if you have an automatic pool cleaner and your filter system is running properly, you'll take care of that.
We're getting right up close to hot weather. Now's the time to make sure the pool is ready before it gets any warmer right now. Should your high dissolved solids or old water need to be drained, well, you got to be getting to that right now.
You should, because what's going to happen is you're not going to see an issue right now, but when those monsoons hit and our temperatures really go up, your chemical expenses are going to go through the roof, and you'll have a hard time keeping that water crystal clear and sparkly.
You have your pump go out, you ought to seriously consider the new pump. For sure. It's going to cost you, but I've seen studies with utility company rebates that you actually pay yourself back in about 2 or 3 years.
Yes, and the costs have come down.
Okay.
One other thing I do want to put a footnote in, and I'm sure some of my colleagues will be calling me on this. If we have a storm, a lot of people ask, what should I do if we have a storm? Should I turn the pool on or should I turn it off? My personal opinion is leave it on.
Okay.
Turn it on if you have to, because as that debris is being dumped into it, particularly if we have a haboob or something like that, we want to be filtering it as fast as we can. Others say shut it off so we don't get an electrical short in it if we get heavy rain. These things are insulated. They should not do that. But, yes, I'm sure I've got a couple of friends, I'm sure, that will be calling me on that.
Okay. Well, I'd still like to get rid of that kiddie pool in my backyard. Well, you just fill that thing. And, you know, there are regulations. There are county regulations on how to fill a pool in. You can't just fill that pool in.
No, you can't just fill it in and make a planter out of it. Generally, it's going to cost you between $4,000 and $5,000 to remove a pool. But there are some things you can do, Rosie. I mean, you know, just because the window in my house isn't what I want doesn't mean I should get rid of my house. I hear there are a couple of companies that do what they call remodeling on houses.
They could take my boring kidney-shaped pool and turn it into a beach entry, PebbleTec, play pool. Now, see, that would be fun with the kids.
That would be really fun.
This kidney pool is boring as all get out. But I would imagine for what it would cost me to do that, I could have a nice 42-foot Sea Ray wet slipped up at Lake Powell.
Captain Rosie.
And if I've got my choice between the two, it's going to be the Sea Ray at Lake Powell.
You're right. There's some advantage of that, but I can get to my beach entry pool in 5 seconds.
Yes, you can. Mike Long, we appreciate you coming in today and handling the topic of swimming pool prep because, as Jennifer knows, I have had the pool in that house for 30 years. I don't think I've ever touched the on-off button. I've never opened the filter to it. I've never looked in the skimmer.
You're welcome.
That pool is Jennifer's world. So bless you, Jennifer, for being the Romero Pool Boy. And Mike, thanks for coming in and being the resident daily today, Rosie on the House pool expert.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Folks, we want y'all to know that we're going to be down in Tucson next weekend at the Tucson Convention Center for the Saba Home Show. And we'll be doing demonstrations on how to repair leaks that you can fix in your own home, as well as how to install crown molding, chair rail, or decorative architectural baseboard. I'm going to show you the tools you need and a couple little trick cuts that make all the difference on how this goes in. Join us. We'll be doing stage demonstrations on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come down and see us. If you'd like some tickets, we've given away a bunch today on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/RosieOnTheHouse. Let us know you want the tickets. Post your address. We've still got some free tickets to give away. We'll be giving packets of 4 tickets for everybody
and
that
reaches us. And they have till Tuesday morning.
That's true. Yeah, after that, then we won't have time to get into
them. That's right.
Okay. So there you go. It's the tickets actually say compliments of Rosie on the House. So come join us, and we'll pay for the ticket. So we'd like to thank you all for joining us again this beautiful Saturday morning. We are the number one referral directory in all of Arizona. We appreciate y'all's use for that. When you're on our website, don't forget to vote for us. As those of you that continually use us, and the woman that called Julia today and talked about she just found us, do yourself, your neighbors, your friends, any new homeowner you know, do them a favor and make sure they know about Rosie on the House, for all that we can educate them and save them.
Happy trails to you until